Like That continues on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Audrey Nowakowski.
And I'm Mitch Teich. Where do you go when you're trying to escape your troubles? Well, Costa Rica, of course. At least that's true of the main characters in Slow Girl, which opens tonight at the Milwaukee Chamber Theater.
Slow Girl tells the story of Becky, a high school student who travels to her Uncle Sterling's home in Costa Rica to escape a crisis at home. Throughout the show, the characters reveal surprising details about their lives back home and discover new things about themselves in the process.
We're not going to give away the surprising details today, but director Michael Wright and the two lead actors, Sarah Zintek and Peter Reeves, joined Lake Effect producer Joy Powers in the studio to talk about the show.
Well, when I first read it, I fell in love with it. It's about an uncle living in Costa Rica who has escaped from the States, and his niece comes to visit for a week. And I just was so taken up by the relationship. It's a really beautiful piece about two people peeling away the layers of secrets and masks that we wear and hide behind. And it's very funny, very moving, very rowdy sometimes, and very delicate sometimes. It has a little bit of everything. And I think it's an incredible ride. It's in four scenes, very compact. I love the play. Love it, love it, love it.
So why did you choose to add this particular show to your season? You know, what struck you most about it when you read it?
How moved I was, I think, was the major reason I wanted to do it. The writing is beautiful. He really captures very honest dialogue, especially this teenage voice. Becky is only 17, and he really understands the rhythms and the buttons they push. And Sterling is a fascinating character, too, who has sort of broken language barriers. He's been living alone in the jungle for 7 years, so he has trouble communicating, and she's a motor mouth. So it's this wonderful push-pull of these two really unique characters. So I was attracted to the writing first, but love the roles and the journey they take.
So Sarah, you play Becky. Can
Yes.
you tell us a little bit about the character?
Like Michael said, she's a motor mouth, rowdy little girl. She is sassy. She is probably the most popular person in her class. You know, she's that girl that you want to be. She's fun. I think she gets along with everybody. I'm sure she's a little sassy behind people's backs. But, you know, she's that girl. She's that prom queen, top of her class kind of a gal.
Do you feel like you really identified with this character when you first read her?
I don't know what the language. She has a mouth to her. She does. And I think I do, too. But I think I censor myself a little bit more than she does. With just the everything that comes into her head and she has to say it, I know I can be like that sometimes. So like Michael was saying with the dialogue, it's easy. It's like how a normal person would talk. So I think that is where I can really connect with Becky on that level.
A lot of the time when we think about millennial characters, especially written by people who might not be in that age range, we do get, you know, a lot of stilted language. We get a lot of conversations that don't sound like a teenager.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, did that ever come up for you in this?
Oh,
or
no.
What did you think?
No. I mean, right when I read this, I was like, yeah, this is it. Like, it was so easy. And I told Michael, you know, when I started this, I'm scared of doing a caricature of a teenager. You know, I don't want to do that. And I'm at least 10 years older than her. So,
what?
You know, I don't know. So I was a little nervous for that. But this language, it just flows. And we were talking about that. It's just, it stop and starts. There's, you know, dot, dot, dot. Oh, and then you jump into something else. That's life. That's how I'm talking right now, you know. It's easy.
So, Peter, you play Sterling,
yeah.
Becky's uncle who has sort of escaped to Costa Rica.
Yeah.
You know, tell us a little about him and how he relates to Becky.
Good question. Relatable is an excellent choice of words because he has difficulty relating to her. I think there's a tremendous burden that he carries with him and has for a long time. The burden of not being around his family, the burden of not being able to have maintained his marriage, the burden of not being able to maintain his business. So there's this tremendous weight. Even though he's in this beautiful jungle retreat, we catch him reclining in a hammock at the beginning. Yeah, I'm starting to speak like him. There would appear by appearances that he's, you know, right. He's got it made, man. He's living his dream. He's built this little home in the jungle. Things are right. But he carries around a tremendous weight. And I think they certainly warm up to each other And I think there's some a lot of beautiful, as Michael said, writing, great scene. It's almost like it's going to sound weird, like a buddy film, a buddy play, because they have these incredible conflicts, and yet there's this great relationship at the heart of it. She is my sister's daughter, and it's really important to me that we connect. And it's been a gas, man, to do. It's really cool.
You know, it's really just the two of you on stage. So building that relationship between your characters was especially important. You know, what was that process like for both of you?
It's been a journey. We knew that we were going to play these parts for probably a year.
At least a year.
Carry that with you. You say, I'm going to do this thing. I'm eventually going to have this experience with these people. I knew Michael was going to direct. I knew Sarah was going to be my scene partner. Then we did a public reading, and that was kind of well received. Then then that was maybe 9 months ago, and here we are almost a year later, and it's been really neat. It's finally here. It's hard to believe. I mean, it's been fun, hasn't it?
It has been. And, you know, with doing a two-person show, that's kind of scary in itself. You know, one person show, but two people, you have someone to kind of work off of. And also, it's one act. There's no intermission. There's no stopping. You're just boom, 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 going for it. And I really like that. Mm-hmm. I like not having to stop. I like having this journey, all that arc just keep going, and the end just like it's, I think it's wonderful. And having Peter to work off of, it's been a dream.
Really, and it really is. You get in other plays where you have other characters and other people, and you're coming in at different times. We're always there at the same time. We kind of warm up together. We goof around together. We eat little meals together. And you build up this acting friendship, but also the friendship in the play, too. And it grows and it gets richer, and you can find ways to communicate with each other that are really honest and fun. And I don't know. I can't imagine. I don't want anyone else to enter our world right now. I'm not ready for the audience yet. They're coming. I know it's like next week, but I just like what we're doing.
So, Michael, you know, can you explain the setup of the stage? How do you make Costa Rica come to life in the middle of February in Milwaukee?
Well, it's really fun. We have a great scenic designer, Keith Pitts, who's just very, very imaginative. There's lots of color. We've got jungle foliage, rock sculptures. And one of the great things about the piece is that it's in two different environments, two locations. So you see Uncle Sterling asleep on the hammock at the top of the show. End of that scene, his home just slides away, and we see a labyrinth that he built up the hill from his home. And it's this tiny little theater. It's like a little bit of magic where suddenly one piece disappears and you see what's underneath it. So it's on tracks and it disappears, and suddenly it's this clearing where they're walking through this labyrinth. He's introducing her to this very calming, reflective place that he needs, and I think he feels she also needs.
So the labyrinth is a big part of the show. You know, how does that concept inform the rest of the play?
Well, I think it's important that we see that these two people are on a journey, as we all are, but we watch them try to reckon with fears, certainly concerns, worries, just trying to figure out how to move forward with the problems that they're carrying. As Peter talked about, the burden that Sterling carries, we find out that Becky has her own burden. And they're both trying to escape from reality down here in Costa Rica. And they're realizing they need to keep moving forward. They can't just stand still. Even though they're, you know, escaping right now, they have to keep moving.
Sarah, how do you feel like your character relates to the labyrinth differently from the character of Sterling?
Well, even in the scene when you see us walking it, it comes right up and Peter is just starting. He's just going through it. It's like rhythmically, you know, from start to finish. And she just jumps right in, is like what Michael says, hopscotching around. She doesn't know how to do it.
She's very naughty.
Yeah, she's very naughty. And I think that's kind of what her life is right now. It's all over the place. It is very disrespectful. She doesn't know any better. And I think she wants to learn, and she tries, and, you know, she gets better at it, and she wants to do it. I just think she's stuck and lost and needs someone to kind of bring her back. And I think you kind of see that in that scene of Sterling kind of, whoa, girl, let's get over here kind of a thing.
And the thing I love about this play, there's so many surprises, too. Earlier, Sarah spoke about, you know, the language being very real, and it is. It's very it's very human. And the way the playwright takes us through the journey, there's surprise after surprise after surprise. And I love that. You don't know what to expect. I remember it's just like a page-turner. And you think, what is going to happen? So I love that aspect. It's an adventure. This is a total psychic, emotional, comic, dramatic adventure.
And it's so honest.
It's
and,
really
and
gutty.
Relatable. Yeah. I identified with Sterling the first time
right
I
away.
Read it.
Yeah.
I think that there's a piece of all of us in these two characters.
Yeah.
So, Michael, what do you hope people take away from the show?
I'm a big optimist. I want them to feel hopeful, to believe that if we can find the right allies, the right people to bond with, that we can get through anything, that we're never totally alone.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I want people to leave feeling hopeful about what the future holds for them. We're all carrying lots of baggage. Mm-hmm. We're all worried about the future, but we need to find like-minded people to help us get through it and push forward.
Yeah, I mean, I do. I think there are times we feel lost at sea.
Yeah.
We don't have any buoys. We don't have any markers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's weird. They kind of, by this series of incidents, find each other and through the storm or through the jungle. And I think that's a really powerful way to look at it.
And it's a kind of thing, you know, when you're going through something really bad and you're like, I'm the only person in the world that has this. And then when you start opening up to someone and it's kind of like, oh, you know, they understand what I'm going through. I think that's nice to see and hear.
Peter, actually, I heard that this might be your last time on stage in Milwaukee.
Ever.
Yeah,
my family and I, we're moving to Lancaster, Pennsylvania, which is a really cool little town. My dad lives there, and most of my family's out east. So we sold our house, I think, I don't know, like a month ago, and our house closes in Lancaster next week. So I'm excited. So I'm without the fam right now. So this is my fam here, my slow girl fam. But yeah, we're moving, and I hope to come back, and I hope it's not my last thing. But you never know. But, you know, I'm going to miss it here because Milwaukee's been my town since, like, 88, I think. So it's pretty cool here.
Well, congratulations on the move, and congratulations to you all on Slow Girl.
Thank you.
I think you need to, Joey, you need to come see the show.
I feel like I have to.
You take a little trip to Costa Rica.
You
know? Yeah.
Michael Wright is the director of Slow Girl. Actor Sarah Zintek portrays the character Becky, and Peter Rees plays her uncle Sterling. They spoke with Lake Effect's Joy Powers. Slow Girl officially opens tonight at the Milwaukee Chamber Theater.